Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Dalad. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. I'm Rabbi Yudah Marav, Yoidin Hayu Yisrael, Avodas Kachavim. Klal Yisrael were well aware regarding Avodas Kachavim, Shem Bamamish, that there's nothing substantial about the Avodah Zara. For Le'avda Avodas Kachavim, and the only reason they began to worship Avodah Zara, Ella what they wanted to use this was an excuse that they should be able to not have any responsibility. And included in not having responsibility was that they were allowed to have illicit relationships. Masra Misharsha, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Chatas Yuda Ksuva Be'et Barzel, Kiskar B'Neim is B'Choysam. Mamre B'Lozer. Rabbi Elazar explains what does this pasuk come to teach us. Kadim sheesh le'gagun al benoi, that their relationship to Avodah Zarah was like somebody who has who's concerned about his children. So we see that they were very attached to Avodah Zarah. Answers the Gemara, basa davikubai. When they began worshipping Avodah Zarah, their goal was just to be able to have a life of hefker, to get away with things. Once they got attached to the Avodah Zarah, then they became extremely attached. Tashma. So the Gemara again asks the question. The Pasuk says, V'nisati es pigrechem apigre gululechem. The Pasuk speaks in the Teichacha that Klal Yisrael will worship Avodah Zarah, and they will be exterminated together with their Avodah Zarah. Amru Eliyahu HaTzadik Hayim Chazal Tapuche Rav. The Gemara tells us that indeed in the time of the Churban HaBeit Rishon, Eliyahu was looking for people who were malnourished from hunger, that were in Yerushalayim, Pamachas Matzotinuk. It says the Gemara, once he found a child, Shaytafuach, that he was all bloated, Umutah Ba'ashba, and he was laying in the garbage, and he was asked, from what family are you? From that family. He asked, is anybody left over from that family? He says, I'm the only survivor of that family. If I will teach you something, that will help you survive, are you prepared to learn and study this to give you a chance to survive? Amalai, to which of course the child said, hey, yes. Amalai, emar b'chol yom Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Say every day Shema Yisrael. Amalai, to which the child said to him, chas shlo lahaske shem Hashem. Chas v'shom that I should mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Shlo limda avi v'imai, that his parents had not taught him even the basics of Judaism, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. And the Gemara continues to say, Miyad, Hoitzi Yerasa Mechikai, this child took out the Avodah Zarah from his packet, Umechapkai, Umenashkai, and he started to hug and kiss it, Ad Shenefke Kresai, until he ultimately died from hunger. V'nafel Yerasa Al-Aretz, and the Avodah Zarah fell on the ground, V'nafel Hu'alan, he fell on top of Avodah Zarah. And that is the fulfillment of the Pasuk, L'kayim HaShenemar, that is the fulfillment of the Pasuk, V'nisati es pigrechem, apigre gululechem. So we see how attached they were to Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, again, the answer is, Basa Davikubai, they originally were not that connected to Avodah Zarah, but ultimately they became connected. So the Aruch HaNer explains, what is the point that we already learned this, that once Klal Yisrael became connected, unfortunately, to Avodah Zarah, the situation was terrible. What is the Gemara trying to say with this again? So he explains that, yes, we could understand that people became connected to Avodah Zarah, but who says that it was to such a degree that even their children were connected to the Avodah Zarah, shows us the Gemara that that they were so connected to the Avodah Zarah that even their children were connected to the Avodah Zarah to this degree. Toshma, the Gemara brings another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vizak v'kol gadol al Hashem elokeihem." The pasuk says that in Nehemiah, that when Klai Yisrael, that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, when Klai Yisrael did tshuva and said vidu on the averus that they did, the pasuk says, "Vizak v'kol gadol al Hashem elokeihem." Ask the Gemara, "Ma omer?" What was the reaction of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah when this happened? Amar Yehuda v'Tamar, Rabbi Yonasan, bye-bye. They crawled out and they said, Hainu, this Yetzirah that caused them to worship Avodah Zarah, Hainu the Achrav el-Beisai, it caused that the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed, the Kaya l'Hechala, it caused that the Beis HaMikdash should be burnt, the Katlinu l'Tzadikei, and it caused that the Tzadikim should be killed, the Glinu l'Yisrael Merayu, and it caused that Kaya Yisrael should be go into Golos. But Dain hu merakat beinon, and the Yetzirah still is amongst us, Klum Yaftalon, and they Devant HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, Klum Yaftalon, what is the purpose that you gave us the Yetzirah? El Kabule Be'agra, that we should be able to overcome our Yetzirah, and like that gets schar. So they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loi Iu Be'inev Loi Agra Be'inen, we don't need the Yetzirah, and we don't want the reward, it's too much. So we see that there was such a connection to the Yetzirah. Again, answers the Gemara, Basa Davikubad, after they were connected. So again, the question is, the Gemara keeps on asking the same question and giving the same answer, Basa Davikubad. What, asked the Aruch HaNer, is the Gemara trying to do here? So says the Aruch HaNer, the way to understand the Gemara, the way to understand the Gemara, explains the Aruch HaNer, is that, yes, we understand they were connected to the Yetzirah, but to assume that they were connected to the Yetzirah to such a degree that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah should have to daven that it should be eliminated. From where do we see that? Says the Gemara, yes, they became so connected that even they had to daven for it to be eliminated. Says the Gemara, so after they daven to Hashem that the Yetzirah should be eliminated, Yosu Tlosu Yom V'Tanesa. They fasted for 3 days. And Boy Rachman, and they davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Yetzirah should be eliminated. It says the Gemara, Nafkul Episkum Rekia. At that point, a piece of paper came down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Davik Sibbe, that on that piece of paper it said, Emes. And says the Gemara, Omer Rav Chanina Shmamina. From here we see, Choysme Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. That the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. And I saw that Mefarshim explained, what does the Gemara mean when it says, Chosmai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes? When we look at the Shlosh HaSei Midas, that there are many different things that are mentioned, Kelchanum, Verachem, Erech Paim, Rav Chesed, Ve'emes. So why from everything that's mentioned there, is the only thing that is considered Chosmai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, because says Seder Mefarshim, because Emes is the only thing that could not be forged. Anything else could be forged, but the truth can never be forged. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, that what my truth, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the can never be forged. And as I saw the Tiferes Yisrael, the Majid Rebbe explains, he says that a person has to realize that he doesn't know anything. Only one that knows the real truth is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since the only one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that reals the knows the real truth is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have to connect ourselves to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emes can never be forged. Nafik Kigurai Denura. An image of a lion came out from the base Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Omlam Navi Yisrael, Hainu Yitzhak Avodah Zarah. This image that Jesh saw represents the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. But how did the Tafsalei, as they were trying to grab hold of it, Ishtamet bin Siminei, they pulled out a hair from its body, V'ozokolei, and it gave out a sound, Arba Meir Parsi, that traveled a tremendous distance of 400 Parsi. Amra Hechi Neved. So they said, if this image will continue to cry, Dilma Mishamayim Rachmilei. Maybe from Shemayim they'll have Rachmanis on this image. Amal Navi, so the Navi says to them, Shidu Beduda da Avra, put it into a tube made out of lead, the Kesua ba Avra, and close that tube with lead, the Shayef Kalei, and that lead will be able to absorb the sound that it shouldn't be able to travel. The Ksiv, Yom Zois Arisha, Yesh Lachos Altecha Eifa, Yesh Lachos Evanai Feres Alpia, that it should be destroyed. So the question, of course, is, here we're saying that the Yetzahara emerged from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the Beis HaMikdash. How can we suggest that the resting place of the Yetzahara is the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So the Sefer is the Beis HaMikdash. So the Sefer Teres Chaim explains that the Gemara says that the Yetzahara sits Aliba Shaladim on the heart of a person. And just like the heart represents the part that everything in the body is nourished from the heart, so too the base Kodesh HaKadoshim is from where we have our nourishment of Kedusha. But if a person takes that place, which is supposed to be the holiest of the holy, and it turns it around, and what it does is it's used for the lave, used for the Yetzirah. So just like the heart can give life, the heart that when it ceases to exist, it dies. The Yetzirah, if it overtakes the Yetzirah, that's why the trouble begins. A person could be Kodesh, it could be the holiest of the holies, or it could be just the opposite. And that's Pshat in the Gemara, that says Avisenu Shai by the Simchas Beis Sheva, they used to say Avisenu Shai b'Makom Zechureim Alahechel Fneim Kadma. They said our forefather had Yetzirah, and they were saying this as they sat in the Beis Hamikdash. As they sat in the Beis Hamikdash, then they were saying that the Beis Hamikdash could represent the height of Kedusha, but it could also represent just the opposite. Why did it look like a fire? Because again, the Beis HaMikdash, with the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, with the fire that was constantly on the Mizbeach, represents this lahavis, the enthusiasm with which a Jew is supposed to serve Hashem. And what they did was that they substituted that Kedusha with Tumah. Amri Hoyva Esratzen Hu. So they saw that they were able to prevail and overcome the Yetzirah. So they said that since this is a Eis Rotzen, Neboi Rachmei Yitzu Daveira, we should also daven that the Yetzirah of doing illicit a relationship should become abolished. And as I saw, the Sefer Paris Yosef explains, since we learned at the beginning of our Shir that the entire reason that they began to worship Avodah Zarah was because they want to be able to have a way to have these type of relationships. So they said now is the opportunity to the Avodah Zarah and Erva are connected to each other. Let us daven that should become abolished. The Bay Rachmeitz Daveira. Bay Rachmei, so they davened Vimsa B'yadayu, and they indeed got that Yetzirah in their hands as well. And they had it for 3 days, that indeed, during those 3 days, no one did an avera of illicit relationships. But what happened was, they were looking for somebody to have an egg, a fresh egg, because what causes that eggs or anything should be born, it's that the desire to mate. So at this point, they had a problem. What exactly should we do? The Bayi Palga, should we ask that only it should only be abolished partially? Palga Merki Eloyavi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that. It's either all or nothing. So, Palga Merki Eloyavi. They poked at its eyes and they accomplished that much. A hanibay, the igri inchibakrayvay say that a person doesn't have the etzahara or to have relations with his close relatives. And this is the basis for a tshuva that Rav Moshe writes. Rav Moshe wrote that we know that halacha is, this is a tshuva in Eben Ezer, Chaylik Dalet, Simon Tzadik Dalet. Rav Moshe says that we know that Gershon is Gai Kakot Shnoiladami, that a ger that's born, halachically is considered like a newborn individual. So the question is, when it comes to Hilchas Yichud, is one allowed to be alone with a mother or a daughter? And the answer is that, as our Gemara says, that there is no yetzahara between a mother and there's no yetzahara for a karev, there's no yetzahara for a mother, for a daughter, and therefore there is no issa yichud under those circumstances. But not a question that comes up, what about with a sister? So the halacha as far as yichud with a sister is that one could, on a non-permanent basis, have yichud with a sister, but not on a permanent basis. But now the question Rav Moshe discusses is if we have a brother and a sister who are gerim. So halachically, they are not really considered related, because as we just said, gershon is geir, kikotin shenoy l'dami. They're only considered related because, as we've been learning in our shiurim, shlo yomru, that there should be no, we shouldn't have a situation, banu mekedusha chamur lekedusha kala, that we're going to treat nochrim differently and more holy than a Jew. So now the question is, when we speak about this question, how will we treat a ger and his sister with yichud? Given that we have two concepts working here. Number one, as our Gemara said, there is no yetzahara for relatives. And yes, the Shulchan Aruch differentiates that there's no yetzahara for a mother, for a daughter. There's less of a yetzahara for a sister. But here, she's not really your sister, because the Gershon is Gai Kekotin Shnoyla Dami. So it could be, if we combine both of these considerations, there would be a reason to allow for yichud between a brother and a sister who are biological siblings, but are gerim. I'm Rav Yudah Merav. There was an episode where there was a non-Jewish woman who was very unwell. Amra imtamadahi isha mechalya. She said about herself, if I will get better, tell fatavil chol avodah zarah shebaolam, I'll worship every avodah zarah in the world. Holcha lechol avodah zarah shebaolam. She went to worship every avodah zarah. Kimin shegiel lepar. She came to the avodah zarah par. Shalal kaimer. She asked the priest, b'ma ovdim lezu. What is the? How do we worship this avodah zarah? Amrlo, oichun tardim. You eat beets, v'shoysim shecha, which cause a person to defecate. Matrizim afana, and then we defecate in front of the avodah zarah. Amra mutar shetachzei he isha l'cholya. So she said about herself, I prefer to be sick again, v'loy tavad avodah zarah b'kach, and not worship avodah zarah that way. Atam, but says the Gemara, atam b'nei Yisrael enam came. The Klai Yisrael didn't act that way, and they didn't feel how disgusting this avodah zarah is, as the pasuk says, and it's sodom lefar ba'par kitzamid pasul. They were like a seal on a keli. That's how they connected themselves to the avodah zarah. V'atem advekim shem alakechem hadvika zubazu. So I saw that the Rashi explains that hadvekim shem alakechem is a greater level of connection than the connection of Nitzbada Labal Pa'or. That's why I saw that the Kedusha Tzin explains that when we speak about a bar mitzvah, we call him a bar mitzvah. When we speak about somebody who does Averis, he's called a Bal Avera. What is the difference? So the Kedusha Tzin used to explain, when a Jew does mitzvahs, that is what a Jew is naturally. A Jew is naturally somebody who does mitzvahs. That is the relationship of a father and a son. The relationship of a bar, of a father to a son, is a relationship that can never be broken. Whereas, when we speak about the relationship of a Jew to an Avera, unfortunately, there are Jews that do Averis. But when Jews do Averis, it's not such a strong relationship. It's only like a Baal. It's only like a husband. Yes, there's a strong bond between a husband and a wife, but it's a bond that could be broken. They could get divorced. To show, says the Kedusha Tzion, that the connection of a Jew to mitzvahs is much stronger than the connection of a Jew to Averis. The Mesnisa Tanim, the Pasuk says, Hanitzmadin l'bapar, Ketzamer al yad isha, that like a bracelet that a woman wears. A bracelet that a woman wears is not so strong. V'atim Hashem advekim dvukim mamish, we are completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanu Rabbanan, Masa b'Safta ben Elam, Shiska chamaril nachris achris. He rented his donkey to one nachris. Kim shagia lepar, Amla hamtam nachit tukanis. She told the person, wait till I go in, ve'etze, and then I'll go out, and then we're going to continue. She hired the donkey with the donkey driver. Lach shiatza amla af at hamtini achit tukanis. He said to her, let me go in as well, ve'etze. Amla v'lo Yehudi ata. So she says to him, are you not a Jew? Amalei, mach b'slach. Why does that bother you? What's the difference what I am? Says of Nichnas, upar b'fonav, and he defecated in front of the Avodah Zarah, kinech b'chotmai, and then he took the waste, and he put it on the nose of the Avodah Zarah, by Misharse Avodah Zarah mekalsonloi, and the people who were there were praising him, v'aymrim, ma'olam lai adam sh'adav z'bekach, there was never a person that worshipped Avodah Zarah in such a fashion. We have to stay away from Avodah Zarah. Thinking that we're doing the right thing is never the right thing when we connect ourselves to Avodah Zarah. Hapar atzmil ba'par, ha'reiz evidosai, says the Gemara. Afagav, even though the person who's doing this, the mechavin lebuzui, is looking to degrade Avodah Zarah, since that's the way that Avodah Zarah is worshipped, that's called that he worshipped Avodah Zarah. Hazarik evin lemakulus, if somebody throws stones at the Avodah Zarah, even though Afagav the Mechavin Lamirgamei, even though his intention was to throw stones at it, it's still considered that he worshipped Avodah Zarah, because that's what the Gemara is teaching us, is the way that they worshipped Avodah Zarah. However, the Gemara's wording is very interesting. The Gemara says, Afagav the Mechavin Lamirgamei, he intended to throw stones at it. And if you tend to throw stones at it, and that's the way that Avodah Zarah is worshipped, that means you worshipped Avodah Zarah. But as we learned earlier in the Shiurim, if he didn't have any intention of accepting this Avodah Zarah as a god, so then that halacha is, it won't be considered that he worshipped Avodah Zarah. The Gemara doesn't focus on that. The Gemara says he focused on Lamirgamei to throw stones at it. Says the Rav Nasha Avkazel lebei Tursa. Rav Nasha was going to a place called Bei Tursa. Amalei Avodah Zarah he dekai hacha. There's a Avodah Zarah that's there. Shakal pisa, he took a piece of earth, shadabei, and he threw stones on it. Amalei makulasi, this is a makulas, and this is the way that Avodah Zarah is worshipped. Amalei Zarek el Amalo, Avzarek evigle makulas tanan, that the Avodah Zarah is when you throw it to the Limakulis, that you have to throw it at it. And I threw it on it. And therefore, it should not be considered that I did Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is when you throw in front of the Avodah Zarah. Makulis is when you throw in front of it, not on it. Also, Shaul Beit Midrash, so they went to the yeshiva to ask the question, Amalei Hazarek Evig Makulis Tanan. And from here we say that Afgav the Mechavin Lemei, that he meant to stone the Avodah Zarah, it's still considered Avodah Zarah. So once he realized that what he did was wrong, Amalei Ezelishkala, let me go remove the stone. Amalei Echa Naitle V'Echa Naisnai, somebody who takes a stone away from in front of it, or somebody who puts a stone on it, both of them, Kochad V'Chada Rav Chlevei Shavik. When you take away a stone, you're making room for the next person. And since you're making stone room for the next person, that is included and is considered worshipping the Avodah Zarah. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, what how do we understand this Avodah Zarah, that one defecates in front of the Avodah Zarah, one throws stones at Avodah Zarah? So he explains that what is the philosophy of these Avodah Zarahs? He explains that the philosophy of these Avodah Zarahs is that there are no rules. There are certain rules that we all recognize exist in the way the world goes. And there's certain boundaries. The Avodah Zarah that is being represented here is a representation that there are no boundaries. There's nothing as respect. There's no such a thing as a boundary. And where do we find this? He says, by Bilam. Bilam gave them the advice, gave Balak the advice, break down all the barriers that exist between Klal Yisrael and the Umas Ha'olam. Breaking of boundaries is the worst of Avodah Zarah. And says the Lubavitcher Rebbe in the Likutei Sichas, we speak in our Gemara that there is no Avodah Zarah anymore. He says, but that isn't necessarily true. He says, when people take things that are useless and have no real meaning, and they make them important, that is the Avodah Zarah that we're speaking about in our Gemara, Pa'or. Says the Mishnah, Nois Mezara L'Moylech. They had, as the Torah describes, that they used to pass a child between two flames of fire. The halacha is, Ein Achayiv, it's not considered they did the Moylech, Ad Shiyimsa L'Moylech. That he has to give the child over to the priest of the Moylech, Yaver Beish, and he has to go through the fire, Moser L'Moylech, V'loy Heve Beish. But if he gave over the child to the priest, but he didn't go through the fire, Heve Beish, V'loy Moser L'Moylech, or you pass the child through the fire without having given over the child to the priest, Ein Achayiv, it's not considered that you did Moylech, Ach Yims L'Moylech, V'yaver Beish, until you did both. Says the Gemara, K'tani, Avodah Zarah. We've been learning about Avodah Zarah now, Shiurim, and we've been learning, says the Gemara, about Moylech. Amar of Oven, why, asked the Gemara, is Moylech singled out? Amar of Oven, Tanan, command Oimer, because our Mishnah is following the opinion that says that Moylech is actually Lav Avodah Zarah. The Tanya, Echad L'Moylech, Echad L'Shar Avodah Zarah. If somebody brings his child to the Moylech, or brings his child to a different type of Avodah Zarah, Chayiv. Because we see that he holds that it's an Avodah Zarah. Rav Elazar ben Shimon Omer, L'Moylech Chayiv, Shloi L'Moylech Potter. There's Moylech, which this is the way that we worship, and there's something else which is not Moylech. So the Ramban explains, how do we understand this machloikis if Moylech is Avodah Zarah or Moylech is not Avodah Zarah? So he explains that the machloikis is that the man, the Omer that holds that Moylech is not an Avodah Zarah, holds that Moylech is Kishif. So there's Avodah Zarah and there's Moylech, which was Kishif. On the other man, the Omer holds that Moylech is just another form of Avodah Zarah, and it's not only by Moylech that they worship this way, it's by all different types of Avodah Zarahs. They worship the Avodah Zarah by taking the Avodah Zarah, by taking child through the Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chanina, and Tignus, Amar Dava Echad, that it's only by Moylech. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Hadam Marin, Rabbi Chanina, and Tignus, the Tanya, Rabbi Chanina, and Tignus, Omer, the name Matofsad Loshem Moylech. Why is it called a Moylech? Kol Shemlichu Alehem. Anything that they take on as something that rules them. A Filo Tzror, if somebody designates a pebble, a Filo Kesem, a small piece of wood, if you designate it. Rava says, what's the Nafkamina if we call it Avodah Zarah or not? Says the Gemara, the Nafkamina will be Moylech Arai Ikavaneim. What will be the Alocha that if it's not a permanent Avodah Zarah? Reb Chanani ben Tignes holds that it's Chayiv Moylech, because as long as it's Moylech, as long as you took it upon you, you're Chayiv. Reb Elazar of Shimon holds that you're only Chayiv that for something which is a full-fledged Moylech. Anything which is not a full-fledged Moylech, you're not chayif for. Am Rabbi Yoni, says Rabbi Yonai, ain't a chayif, as we learned in the Mishnah, she'at ain't a chayif, it's not considered that you worship the Moloch, at she sereno, until you give it over to the Misharsi Avodah Zara, to the priest of that Avodah Zara. And it's interesting to point out that the Aruch HaNer says that our Mishnah said the rule that you have to give it to the priest, the rule that you have to take it to the fire. And then the Mishnah repeated that halacha again. At the end of the Mishnah, Ein Achayv at Shiyimsa L'Moloch V'Yav HaBeish. And he asks, why was it necessary for the Mishnah to repeat this halacha that was already taught at the beginning? Says the Aruch HaNer that the Mishnah is teaching us that not only is it only considered Moloch when you give the child over to the priest, and when the priest take it through the fire, it has to be specifically in that order. If you pass the child, Rachman Tzlan, through the fire, and only after you pass the child through the fire did you give it to the priest, it's not considered Moloch. It's only considered Moloch when you did, it's only considered Moloch when you did both. And otherwise, if you didn't do both, it would not be considered a situation of Moloch. Continues the Gemara Tanya Nami Hachi. The pasuk says, "Lo yet matz b'chamavet b'noy b'ita be'esh yochel hever v'lay moser." If you pass the child through the fire, but you didn't give it to the priest, yechayiv tamaloymer. The pasuk says, "Mezarach lo sitin l'moloch." You're not chayiv unless you gave the child over. You gave the child over to the priest, and as the Chinuch explains, because since the Torah went out of the way to tell us that this is the way you worship it, anything else is not. Furthermore, if you gave the child to the priest, but you didn't have him pass through the fire, yochli echayif tamaloymer lahavir. Moser vehever shloy lemoylech. If you did it, but you weren't doing it for moylech, you were doing it for another avodah zara, yochli echayif tamaloymer lemoylech. Moser vehever lemoylech. You didn't pass it through the fire. Yechayiv, yochli yechayiv. We think that yechayiv for that type of a situation. Nemekan lahaver, but nemel lahalon layimatz b'chol mava b'noy bita be'esh. Ma lahalon. The pasuk is very clear that we're speaking about fire. Af kan be'esh, or ma kan. It means only lemoylech. Af lahalon lemoylech. Amar Rav Acha Bar Eder Rava. Hever kol zaroi. If somebody gave all of his children to the Moloch Rachman Tzlan, Potter, then it's not considered they worship the Moloch. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Mizaracha loy sitain, Mizaracha, some of your children, v'loy kol zaracha. And the Mefarshim give explanation why is it not, why are you not punished if you gave all of your children? So one explanation I saw that the Chinuch explains is because the priest of the Moloch would tell them that if you'll give some of your children to the Moloch, you will be successful with your other children. But if this person gave all of his children to the Moloch, so then they're guaranteed to him that your children, that the rest of your children you'll be successful with, is not applicable because he doesn't have any other children. And therefore, the halacha is that's why it's not considered an act of moloch. That's what the Chinuch says. The Smag has a different explanation. The Smag says that somebody who Rachman al-Tzlan gave all of his children to the moloch, there's no punishment that could be adequate to give this person a kapara. What he did is such a horrible, horrible aveira that just putting him to death is not enough. So, of course, the question that many Rishonim ask is, how is it possible to punish somebody for Moloch? Because if somebody will pass through all of his children, one child to the Moloch, it's going to be a situation of Asra Sofik. It's going to be a question that we don't know if he's going to not end up putting all of his children to the Moloch. And if he ends up putting all of his children to the Moloch, then he's not chayv for Moloch. So Taisvah says, two terutzim. One teretz Taisvah says that we're referring here to an individual who has only one child.
So if this individual has only one child, when he takes that one child to the Moilach, he's obviously giving all of his children to the Moilach. The other teretz that Tais would suggest is that we're referring here to a situation where there are more, that the person takes all of his children at the same time and puts them to the Moilach. But the Kesef Mishnah indeed holds that if somebody passes one child to the Moilach, he's not put to death. Until we see that what will he do with the rest of the children, we don't know for sure that we could punish him with death because we don't know what his future plans are. Bar Vashi, Haviru Suma, if his child is blind, Mahu, and he passes the child while he's a blind child to the Moilach, what will be the halacha then? Or the Yoshimahu, if the child is sleeping when he passes by, what's the halacha? Is the halacha that the child, is it based on the child being passed? Or is it because he's recognizing and he's giving himself up his life for the Avodah Zarah? And when he's sleeping or he's blind, he doesn't see it. Another question. Ben Benoy, Ben Bitoy, if he gave over a grandchild, Rechman Otzlan, what will be the halacha? Says the Gemara, Tifshmi Nachada. One could be asked, one question can be answered. The Tanya, Kimizar Nosun Lemoilach, Matam Loima. What is the pasuk coming to add that we haven't already learned? Lefish and Emily Matzbecha Benai Mava Benoy Bita Beish, Eli Ela Benoy Bitoy. That the pasuk is only speaking about your children. Ben Benoy Ben Bitoy, Menai, what about grandchildren? Tamaloima, the Sitoi Mizar Lemoilach. If they're your descendants, even if they're not your children, they're your grandchildren, your chayiv. Tana Pasuk, Ki Mizar Nosum Lemoilach. But ask the Gemara on this Braisa, the Tana began with the Pasuk, or Ki Mizar Nosum Lemoilach, to teach us, to learn what does this Pasuk teach us. And when the Pasuk, when the Gemara continues, it speaks about a different Pasuk, or Mesitoi Mizar Lemoilach, that it applies even to grandchildren. What is the Braisa teaching us? Says the Gemara, Drosh Achrinahu, Zaroi, Ainli Ella Zarakasha. What do we learn from the first part of the first pasuk? The pasuk says Zaroi, his children. So if we only had that pasuk, we would see, assume that it only refers to children who are kosher children. Zara Pasuminayin. What would be the halacha, for example, if somebody has a child that is a mamzer? What would be the halacha? Or if somebody has a child from a shivcha, Tamaloimer, Besitai Mizaroi, all of these children. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Ein Chayif, you're not Chayif for the Avera Moilach, At Shivrenu Derech Havara. You have to pass him through the Moilach. You have to do it the way that they worship the Avodah Zarah. Amar Baya, what Hechidami? So exactly how did they do Moilach? Says the Gemara, Amar Baya, Shrigid Livni Beimtzi. There was a row of bricks in the middle. Nura Mahaygisa, there was fire on one side. For Nura Mahaygisa, there was fire on the other side. Rava Amma, Rava says, Meshmar Sudapurya. They used to play on Purim that they used to make a ditch where they had a hole in the ground where they had fire and they would jump over the fire. And that's the way Moilach was worshipped. It says the Martani Kavasi de Rava, Enechayev, At Shivrenu Derech Havarosai. If you just walk through the flames, potter. Says the Gemara further, V'ena chayiv, the Braisa says, you're only chayiv for Moilach, Rechman Son, Eli Yotzu Yurechai, for descendants. Ha-Ketzad, B'noi U'bitoi chayiv, if one passes through his children, he's chayiv, Ova V'imoi, his parents, Achava Chaysoi, his siblings, potter. Hever Atzmoi, if somebody passes himself through the Moilach, he's potter. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says chayiv. So this Gemara that just spoke about the halacha and one passes himself through the Moilach, is it considered the worship of Moilach or not? Says Rashi, the very masculine Sharga, that from here we see that the people, and this is an old question, if those that were passed through the Moilach, were they burned to death or not? And Rashi says, this Gemara is a proof that somebody who was passed through the Moilach was not burned to death. Because if there's a question here, if the person who passed himself through the Moilach, is it considered as if he worshipped the Moilach or not? if he's not going to survive because he's burnt to death, what is the question of the Gemara? It must be that one did not necessarily die during the act of Moilach. And so too, the Rambam says that Moilach did not involve burning to death. That, and in fact, the Rambam says that there was an Avodah Zorah that involved burning to death, but that wasn't Moilach. The Ramban disagrees, and he holds that the children were actually placed in the flames of the Moilach and were burnt to death. So what's the halacha? What's the questions that we're having here about the person who passes himself through the Moilach? Is he chayiv miso or not, if he didn't survive anyway? So he says that this question that the Gemara is discussing is referring to a situation that the fire was extinguished before the Moilach, before the person perished, and the person didn't die. So now we have a question, is that considered that he worshipped Moilach or not? But under normal circumstances, says the Ramban, the worship of a Moilach included being burned to death. Says the Gemara, Echad l'Moilach, v'ech l'shara v'edazor chayiv, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, oim l'Moilach chayiv, shloy l'Moilach potter. Amu l'may tam de Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. What is the reason for Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon? Amu kro, loy motzu b'cha mava b'noy u'bita b'eish, b'cha, we said, b'atzmacha. From here we learn that even you yourself can become part of the Moilach. Ask the Gemara. So the Reb Shimon is learning from the word. Reb Shimon is learning from the Reb Elazar. Reb Shimon is learning from the word b'cha. Ask the Gemara. Rabbanan lo darshi b'cha. Do the Rabbanan not learn that word as well? But Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Bava Metzia, the Flama Gimel Amar Aleph teaches us avidasai ve'avedas aviv. If somebody lost something that he owns and something that his father's lost, Shaloi Kaidmas, he has to take care of his own assets first. For me, the Gemara explains my Tama. What is the reason for this halacha? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amakra, Ephes Kaloi Becha Evian, Shaloi Kaidish Lecha Evdin. That your assets come before everyone else. So we see that they learn the word Becha. Says Gemara, there it's not learned from the word Becha. Hasam, we learn from the Ephes. Ephes kalayiyah. A person has to do everything in his ability that loyiyah b'chayevyad, that he shouldn't be poor. And included in that is that if you lost something, make sure to retrieve it. So it's not the word b'cha that they're learning the word ephes. Amr b'yosei b'chanina, sholosh krisis b'avodazara. The Torah speaks three times about the chiyuv karis, if somebody worships avodazara. Twice by Moilach, and once by avodazara, lama. Why do we need the Torah to say it three times? Says the Gemara, Echas l'kadarka. One is that this chorus, if one worshipped Avodah Zarah, if that's the way that Avodah Zarah is worshipped, b'mezid, but there were no Edom and Asra, so he gets chorus. Achas l'shloi kadarka. When, even if that's not the way that Avodah Zarah is worshipped, but as we've been learning in our sugyas, if you did zivach, kita, nisuch, eshtachavah, for any Avodah Zarah, even if that's not the way that Avodah Zarah is worshipped, Yechayiv Misa, V'achas L'moilach, and one for Moilach. Ask the Gemara, L'man Damer, but according to the opinions that we've been discussing in this shir, the Moilach, Avodah Zarah, the Moilach is a form of Avodah Zarah, so why does the Torah have to say Karis B'moilach L'mali? Why was it necessary to say Karis B'moilach again? Answers the Gemara to teach us, L'mave B'noi, if somebody took his child through the fire for Avodah Zarah, that's not the way that Avodah Zarah is normally worshipped. We only learned that when are you chayiv for worshipping an Avodah Zarah, shloi kedarka, so we keep on learning that those are in cases where these are avodas that are done in the Beis HaMikdash. But what about if it's something that isn't done in the Beis HaMikdash? How do we know that you're chayiv? Teaches us that b'mava b'noi, to take your child through the fire for an avodah zarah that is not worshipped that way, you're always going to be chayiv. Well, man da omer, but ask the Gemara, according to man da omer that says that megadif, a Gemara masechta krisis, the zayin of a base, that says, as Hashem who, that the pasuk says, as Hashem who megadif a nechrasah. And he explains that Megadim means Avodah Zarah hi. So now we have Karis by Avodah Zarah another time. So what is the purpose of that? Karis b'mgadif lamali. And says the Gemara l'chretanya. The pasuk says, regarding somebody who worships Avodah Zarah, he kares tikares. What do we learn from here? He kares b'olam hazeh. He won't, his life will be cut short in this world. Tikares b'olam haba, that even in the next world, he won't have kapara. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel. V'lo kfar nemar. As Hashem megadif v'nechrasa. V'chi shalosh olamim yesh. Yes, we could say we need one for olam hazeh, one for olam haba. But now we have three times. Says the Gemara, Elva Nikrasa is Ba'ilam Haza, Tikares is La'ilam Haba, Tikares, the fact that it says Hikares Tikares is not there to teach us for this anything new for this world, but it's to teach us that in Hilchas Kares, but it comes to teach us that Dibra Tarek Lashem Ne'adam, that's the way the Pasuk speaks, and it's not here to teach us anything, any specific new halacha.